With KAZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. With people stuck at home, the value of an old-fashioned phone call has taken on new meaning. KAZU's Erica Mahoney spotlights two local groups who are making dozens of calls each day as a way to check in with people they serve, all while facing their own struggles.
If you live in the city of Monterey, you may have received this voicemail recently.
I'm calling from the Monterey Sports Center. Even though our doors are closed, our staff is still here to serve you.
The sports center, library, and other services shut down in mid-March. These are places that senior citizens rely on for community. Sarah Zeal is the recreation coordinator at Shoals Park, the senior center.
I always tell my staff that we need to be welcoming and engaging with our customers because we may be the one conversation that this person has in a day.
Those important conversations are still happening, even while everyone's at home. About a month and a half ago, the city of Monterey launched Operation Outreach. Around 12 staff members from the Sports Center, Library, and Senior Center are calling the city's most vulnerable populations, seniors and those at risk of COVID-19, to check in and offer resources. Sarah Zeal and her colleague at the Senior Center make between 60 and 80 calls each day.
People just need someone to talk to, and we do the best we can to talk them through any upset feelings or emotions that they're having and try and keep them as positive as we can.
These phone calls have also been a bright spot in Zeal's day, even as she's going through a hard time herself. The city of Monterey has proposed to lay off about 20% of its staff at the beginning of June.
You know, I am one of the people going through that process of potentially being laid off. So it is, you know, a scary time, but we are also keeping positive that we know this is something temporary.
The plan is to keep Operation Outreach going, despite the proposed layoffs. So far, the program has logged nearly 900 hours in phone calls. For Sharon Stugan, it's helped with loneliness. When the senior center closed, she said she had no one to talk to.
And then all of a sudden the phone calls would come in once a week or so, and it was very, very helpful to get me through these trying times, or help to get me through these trying times.
In Salinas, a nonprofit that provides housing, social living skills, and a wellness center for people with mental illness has created a similar program.
We have groups on meditation. We have groups on anger management.
The nonprofit is called Interim, Inc. Katrina McFeeder is one of the program coordinators.
We have groups on nutrition. These groups provide peer support because it's peers that are leading these groups.
The idea for their new phone call program, called the Warm Line, had been floating around for years, but the coronavirus suddenly made it necessary.
The Warm Line is a way that we can call each day, or they can call in each day.
Some of their participants are homeless, so Interim bought them cell phones. The phone mentors, as McFeeder likes to call them, are already trained in communicating coping skills.
We're that friendly voice on the other end of the line asking how you're doing and what are some of your struggles right now, whether it be anxiety, whether it be just fear.
The mentors themselves also have a mental health diagnosis. McFeeder is bipolar. Making dozens of calls each day to people in need can sometimes take a toll on her. But, she says, they also allow her to be part of a solution.
It has given me a purpose and a reason to get up in the morning and to be able to access life, even though it's limited.
During these difficult times, a simple phone call can sometimes brighten the day for both people on the line. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.